When you think of your commitment to God, do not think of the surrender of this or that. Think of giving up all right to yourself. He will accept nothing less, and anything less is sin. I hope we preachers have not misled you as we discuss commitment to God. If we have, it was unintentional. But I've met so many people who misunderstood what commitment to God really is. I'm sure there must have been a failure of communication somewhere in our teaching. Therefore, I invite you to share with me 5 brief studies seeking an answer to the question, how do I yield to God as the Bible commands me? The finest passage on commitment to Christ to be found in all the Bible is written by the Apostle Paul and recorded in Romans 6, verses 11 through 18. It reads in these words, "Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we're not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness." Now, do you have the understanding that commitment to God is a once-for-a-lifetime surrender? Well, it's not so. The text teaches that commitment to God is a daily renewed, an hourly confirmed, and a personally practiced experience in the obedient Christian. Think of Christian commitment under the analogy of marriage. A man and woman marry. As time passes, opportunities come to each of them to compromise their vows of loyalty to each other. Each temptation must be faced and dealt with by a reaffirmation of their loyalty to their mate. Now that's the way of Christian commitment. So let us understand how the commitment is made and how it is maintained. The first question is, how do I yield to God? Look back at the text. Romans 6:11 reads, "Reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord." To reckon means to count it to be so, to accept it as an accomplished fact by an act of faith, to believe it even if you do not feel like it. The appeal is to regard it as a fact that you are dead to sin but alive to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. When opportunity arises for you to sin, think of yourself as dead to sin, but alive to God. Phillips translates the verse, "In the same way, look upon yourselves as dead to the appeal and power of sin, but alive and sensitive to the call of God." Now, the appeal involves 2 great acts. First, you must deny self. Jesus said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." I memorized that verse, Luke 9:23, many years ago and have quoted it innumerable times. But one day I realized that though I was saying the words correctly, I was not understanding the full meaning of Jesus' words. I would say, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself." And in my mind, I would add the preposition of. I was thinking as if Jesus had said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself of," and then you could list a multitude of sins like bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking, malice, such as listed in Ephesians chapter 4. But Jesus was not talking about denying yourself of particular sins. He was talking about denying yourself. We might say you are to deny yourself of self. When self demands anything that is contrary to the will of God, you deny self. When self wants to be in control of your life rather than to yield it to God, you deny self. When self wants its own satisfaction, you deny self. Galatians 5:24 says it in these graphic words, "They that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts." The lusts of the flesh are rejected, as if you were personally dead to sin and all its desires. But that does not come easily. It is by death to self, however, that we are truly committed to God. Second, dying to self means that you enthrone Jesus in your life. That is to say, everything in your life is made subject to His will. It passes the test of His approval before you permit it in or allow it to share your life. 1 Peter 3:15 admonishes, "Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts." Now listen to how the various translators express that imperative. Williams translates it, "In your hearts be consecrated to Christ as Lord." The New Testament in Basic English chooses the words, "Give honor to Christ in your hearts as your Lord." Now the text means that we're to yield to the Lordship of Jesus Christ in everything. Please do not think of your life as divided into separate compartments, the sacred and the secular. Religion is not a Sunday affair which you observe and then do as you please the rest of the week. A veteran missionary made the memorable statement, "Jesus is Lord of all, or He is not Lord at all." He is Lord when you go to church. He is Lord when you report to work. He is Lord when you gather on social occasions with friends. He is Lord when you interact with your family members. He is Lord at all times, over all situations, and in all conditions. Sanctify Him in your thoughts, emotion, and your will as Lord over all persons and things in your life. That's the second great step in committing yourself to God. You will find that spirit exhibited so beautifully in the young virgin girl of Nazareth. The angel of the Lord appeared to Mary, informing her that she would be the mother of the Christ child. Now Mary was espoused in marriage, but the marriage had not been consummated. She knew what the gossips of the village would say when it became known that she had conceived a child before her union with her husband. She did not understand the doctrine of the incarnation of God in the baby to be born to her, but she did not ask to be fully informed. When she became convinced of the purpose of God in her, she responded, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word." Now you catch the significance of what she said. It means, "I am the Lord's slave. Let it be as you say." Now that's what true commitment really means. It is the spirit Jesus manifested when He prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, saying, "Not my will, but yours be done." When you think of your commitment to God, do not think of the surrender of this or that. Think of giving up all right to yourself. He will accept nothing less, and anything less is sin. Do not be satisfied with incomplete commitment, for that is not commitment at all. Now, Father, we pray in the words of the hymn, "Let me lose myself and find it, Lord, in Thee. Let all self be slain, my friend, see only Thee. Though it cost me grief or pain, I will find my life again when I lose myself and find it, Lord, in Thee." And we pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.